WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Stoic's State of Mind. Your daily dose of wisdom, motivation, and just enough real talk to keep things interesting. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and today we're diving into a topic that trips up more people than you might think. Perfectionism. Ever feel like the world expects you to be flawless? Like every single thing you do needs to be picture-perfect, magazine cover-worthy? You know that feeling when you start a project and it quickly morphs into this epic quest for an attainable excellence. Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But let's talk about how to ditch the impossible standards and embrace the beautiful messiness of being human. Because guess what? Imperfection is not only okay, it's freaking essential. First things first. Perfectionism masquerades as productivity, but it's actually a sneaky saboteur. It convinces you that doing something just good enough isn't good enough at all. Ever noticed how perfectionists often procrastinate because they're terrified of not hitting some imaginary benchmark? Or how they get bogged down in the details and miss out on the bigger picture? That's perfectionism holding you hostage. It keeps you stuck in a loop of endless revisions, never allowing you to truly finish or move forward. So, how do we break free from this perfectionist prison? Well, start by acknowledging that done is better than perfect. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. And honestly, who has time for that kind of pressure anyway? Focus on progress over perfection. Celebrate the small wins along the way. Give yourself permission to be a work in progress. Second, reframe failure as feedback. Seriously, think of it like this. Every failed attempt is an opportunity to learn and grow. It's data. You can analyze what didn't work, adjust your approach, and come back stronger next time. Embrace the growth mindset, the one that sees challenges as stepping stones, not roadblocks. Third, practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a good friend who's struggling. Be kind, be understanding, and offer words of encouragement instead of harsh criticism. Remember, we all make mistakes. It's what makes us human. Next up, prioritize your well-being. Stress, anxiety, and burnout are often byproducts of perfectionism. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's taking a walk in nature, practicing mindfulness, or simply indulging in a good book. Finally, remember that your worth isn't tied to your achievements. You are valuable regardless of whether you achieve every goal you set or reach some arbitrary standard of success. Focus on living a life that is authentic and meaningful to you, not one that conforms to external expectations. Imagine this. You're working on a creative project. Maybe it's writing a story, designing a website, or painting a picture. Pressure is on because you want it to be amazing. You spend hours perfecting every detail, agonizing over every word, every brushstroke. But the more you obsess, the more stuck you get. Sound familiar? That's perfectionism holding you back. But here's the thing. When you embrace imperfection, something magical happens. Suddenly, you're freer to experiment, take risks, and let your creativity flow. You might make mistakes, sure, but that's okay. Because in those imperfections lies the beauty, the originality, the uniqueness of your work. So, how do we break free from this cycle? Well, start by reminding yourself that it's not about being perfect, it's about expressing yourself authentically. Listen, folks, let's recap what we've covered today. Perfectionism is a sneaky trap that keeps you stuck, stressed, and ultimately prevents you from living your fullest life. But by embracing imperfection, practicing self-compassion, and focusing on progress over perfection, you can unlock your true potential and create a life filled with joy, creativity, and meaningful connection. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways that you've struggled with perfectionism in the past? How have you learned to embrace imperfection in your own life? Share your thoughts, stories, and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going, inspire each other, and build a community of resilient, authentic individuals who celebrate the beauty of being human, imperfections and all. Don't forget to subscribe to Stoic State of Mind for daily doses of wisdom and motivation. Until next time, stay strong, stay true to yourself, and never stop striving for that imperfect but beautiful life you deserve.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.